The following program is a presentation of the FlyPod New Media Network, www.theflypod.com.
You're listening to the Woodshed Music Program from Studio 7 on the FlyPod.com New Media Network. I'm your host, Gary Puckett, and welcome to our show. From the Woodshed, we bring you interviews with interesting and talented musical artists from around the world. All of our shows come to you through the New Media Network program feeds of www.theflypod.com. With our active nationwide team of 35 show hosts, 80 syndication partners, and a wonderful group of invested media partners, we podcast as a team hundreds of interesting programs daily to thousands of small communities across the United States, Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. When it comes to the media, we are what's next. My guest today is singer, songwriter, and guitarist, entertainer extraordinaire. You're going to like this guy. He's been on before. He's so cool. He's got another CD out, and we're having him back. Yancey Devere. And before I get into my conversation with him, I want to start us out by playing this song from his CD titled Deadwood Hole. Now, I'd like you to root around real quick, pull out your old 2012 calendar, and kind of follow along with me. You're going to love the lyrics of this song. It's classic. This song is titled Lion Mayans. We'll be right back with my guest, Yancey Devere.
I left my wife and family. I plumb gave up on working. I blew my wad on what some Mayan god said. I just shoved and went all in. TV's talking about dark rifts. CME's an apocalypse. And so I bet my fortune on my bucket list. 'Cause a lion mines, their calendar was BS. Now my life's a freaking mess. They said December 21st is gonna be the end of time. Now I'm homeless out in Vegas, 'cause I spent my last dime. 'Cause a lion mines. Them lying Mayans. Them lying Mayans. Well, I hired old Jimmy Buffett to sing a song right in my ear. I massaged old John Travolta just to see if he was gay.
That don't rhyme with here.
I got a penthouse at the Bellagio with $1 million tab.
Oh, no.
A whole herd of hookers in my room.
Well, my
boy, they're gonna be mad because I'm broke.
Coming.
Them lying Mayans. Them lying Mayans, they wrote their calendar on rocks, and I shouldn't have bet my socks. That galaxy's still spinning, and everybody's fine. The world didn't come to an end, but they surely ended mine. Them lying Mayans, them lying Mayans, them lying Mayans. On the 20th of December, drank a toast and shed a tear.
Cheers.
For my precious Mother Earth was supposed to disappear.
Kaput.
Gone. I even joined a doomsday cult, 'cause I thought the end was near.
Man, they're a bunch of queers.
Now I'm hanging out with a bunch of weirdos, drinking malt liquor beer in Sin City. 'Cause of lying Mayans, their calendar was BS. Now my life's a freaking mess. They said December 21st is gonna be the end of time. I'm homeless out in Vegas, 'cause I spent my last dime. 'Cause the lying Mayans, them lying Mayans, them lying Mayans, lying Mayans.
Guys didn't know it was better. Stone Age.
That was Yancey Devere with a fun little song called Lion Mayans. I like the lyrics. Joining me now on the phone from Deadwood, South Dakota, is my guest, Yancey Devere. It's been a long time, amigo. It's good to hear your voice all the way from Deadwood. How are things going with the live performance schedule and the release of your new CD? Life is good, eh?
It's beautiful. It's beautiful here in Deadwood. The Black Hills are the best, Gary, and it's great to be back on your show. Thank you so much. It's always fun to talk to you.
You're very welcome. You know, listening to the song I just played, makes me think back upon all the hoopla surrounding the Y2K thing back in 1999. I don't know what they thought was going to happen when we went over from 1999 to 2000. So whose idea was this Lion Mayan song? What's the backstory on this track?
Well, I was just sitting in the living room with my buddy Woody, and I just said something about them lying. You know, we were worried about the 21st being the end of the world, and we were just talking about it, kind of giggling, and I said, them Lion Mayans, you know. And he said, that's great. So I just wrote it right on the spot. And then, you know, and then it was on Jon Stewart, and it was on Colbert, and Jay Leno and David Letterman, every talk show host was commenting on the Mayan calendar thing and the end of the world. So I just went ahead and put it all together. Unfortunately, it was about a week after the event, so we just threw it on the album. It's just a funny song.
Oh, it is. It totally is. I loved it. Who was the guy that did a lot of novelty songs?
Ray Stevens.
Yeah, Ray Stevens.
One that comes
Ray
to mind.
I think it's in that category. I really like the song.
Thanks, Gary.
This current CD of yours involves some collaboration, I understand, with Vince Loria, and the tracks sound really good, but I was wondering, just how did you hook up with Vince?
I just cold called off of Craigslist, and the first two people I called were Windows. They only use Windows, which is, and when I called him, he was using Pro Tools 10. So as soon as I heard that, I went over to his house, and as soon as I saw what he had there, you know, he plays every instrument. He plays fiddle, mandolin, guitar, bass, keyboard. I mean, this guy is just a phenomenal genius. And as soon as I saw his setup, and plus he's a great engineer. I mean, this guy, he did most of the engineering work, and I did most of the producing and arranging. And he just played any instrument I wanted him to play. He just did what I told him.
So you did it right there in his studio.
Yes, and I wrote three of the songs right there at his house. Actually, I just needed some fillers. I wrote Snowfall, and
that's a good song. Yeah,
I wrote three songs right there. The Ragtime, the Yancey's on the Ragtime. I wrote that one there. Just wrote it right in his living room, just so we could have more songs, original songs on the record. And he did work with Jeff Beck. He was just at that rock and roll fantasy camp where they pay thousands of dollars just to get to meet these greats, and he was part of the guitar sessions.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
This guy, and so if he's in there with Jeff Beck, you know he's
oh, yeah,
very, very qualified.
Yeah, without question. You know, I also like the graphics that your designer Sarah Kelly did on the CD. Nice piece of work there.
Yeah, she did some great job. She did a great job, and my girlfriend took the pictures. So yeah, it was just, we just found an old mine up in outside of Las Vegas, and we just climbed up the hill in our cowboy boots and high heel shoes, and took that picture. Just worked out great. It's a beautiful picture.
I like the stained glass artwork on the inside.
Thank you. Yeah, that was, well, now this was dedicated to my mom, who just passed away. So she, you know, I just kind of made it about my hometown. I put a little bit in New Orleans. So I wrote Adios Gentile from my neighborhood. That's no longer there. My house has been plowed down. They plowed it under, and it's just an open field now where the house and shop that my daddy had was at one time. So I wrote just a goodbye song, and then she's gone, so I wrote Ma song for her. Okay, Mr. Bojangles was one of her favorite songs, so it was kind of dedicated to New Orleans and my upbringing because of my mother.
That's solid. What do you say we take just a few minutes? I want to play this little track from your CD. And listeners, this is the title track, called Deadwood Hole. We'll be right back with Yancey, I promise.
Was tedious and slow. He fast learned it was easier to steal than pay a toll, and he wound up in a 6-foot Deadwood hole. Deadwood hole. Well, he was sharp at jumping claims, and he always took that aim. He was a gambler and a ladies' man, but he never saw it coming when a jealous man came gunning for the thief that stole his true love's hand. His true love's hand. Cause he rode into the Black Hills with a hunger for gold, and finding it was tedious and slow. He fast learned it was easier to steal than pay a toll, and he wound up in a 6-foot Deadwood hole. Deadwood hole. He never saw a white buffalo, he never knew a great spirit, he never heard of sacred ground. When he took up his outlaw ways, it'd be a fiddler to pay. The fiddler danced when they laid his body down in the ground. He was a possessed soul. He rode alone into the Black Hills, golden dreams and a fast gun. He thought he'd take it all. C'est la vie, dust to dust.
Was Deadwood Hole. Yancey, that song was a combined effort of yourself and who? Both Woody and Cleta Cochran, or just one of them? Tell me about them.
Actually, Woody came over with the first line of the song.
Okay.
Three gunslingers staring down a fresh dug grave. I said, that's perfect.
Yes.
so he had the opening line there, so he gets credit. And then it was just a collaboration of me and Vince. There's probably 5 guitars on that song that he plays all these different styles. He can play, if I say play Eric Clapton, he plays Eric Clapton. If I say play swamp funk, he just goes right into his swamp funk. And he wanted to throw some parts away. We didn't throw anything away. I said, let's just blend it.
Sure.
It turned out we kind of just had a mismatch, and it worked out perfectly. He actually played harmony with himself accidentally on some parts in that, and it just kind of was magic. Everything just came together on that song.
But on some of your songs, though, doesn't Cleta, doesn't she do some of the vocals?
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
She does vocals on Bojangles and City of New Orleans. She's a great, great harmony singer. And she's actually a great singer in her own right. But she is just dead on with her harmony. She's just got such a great vocal range, and she's just dead on. So we use her. She usually does it in one pass.
Yeah.
You know, there's no fooling around with Cleta.
Well, let me change gears here a little bit. I know it's a little early in the season there in Deadwood, but, you know, with the recession and everything else, I think it's a legitimate question, but I'm just curious as to how the crowds have been there in Deadwood. You have a lot of tourists coming in. I know that they have a lot of special events to bring in the draw, but how have things been going?
We had a great Wild Bill Days. That's always a big event. Well, it's been going good. The numbers are a little down. I mean, you know, every business here, you know, I talked to the mayor a few days ago, and they're down 15% or something like that, you know, overall on the gambling. I think people just don't have this disposable income like they used to.
Yeah. Well, plus the price of gas to get there.
Yeah, well, and it's a long way to get here. So we've got free parking in July, so they're going to start some free parking in Deadwood, which is a great advantage. You know, it's busy from 4th of July through Bike Week through Labor Day is just balls to the walls.
Jeez, my goodness sakes. What is the name of the place where you're playing now in Deadwood, and what's your typical performance schedule look like?
Well, it's the Buffalo Stockade. I start at 11:30 for a lunch crowd, and then I go right till 9, 10 o'clock at night. You know, I mean, I do an hour on, half hour off. I go through probably 8 or 9 full crowds. There's 1.5 million people on the streets of Deadwood in one summer. So you have a big turnover. And some people will sit there for 4 or 5 hours and just have beers and listen. But most people just stay for an hour, have a burger, and then they get up and leave. And then you get a whole new crowd. So
yeah, sure.
I'm going through crowds all day long. I just tend it like a store. I'm a storekeeper.
You're a storekeeper, yeah. Well, listeners, I got to tell you, if you've never been to Deadwood, South Dakota, you have no idea what you're missing.
Well, Mount Rushmore is right here, folks.
It's right there.
You can come to see Mount Rushmore, 40 miles from us, and it's an icon of freedom. So,
oh, without question, it's an inspiring sight to behold, and it counts as let's call it FaceTime. How's that?
Yeah.
Well. You know, all I would say to the listeners is you need to get in your truck, your car, or on your bike, or whatever you got in form of wheels.
Or your plane.
Yeah, or your plane. Hey, if you're fortunate enough, just fly right in there and go to the area, check out Rushmore, go down into Deadwood, and I will tell you this. When you get into Deadwood, park whatever you're on and just let your ears do the work. Let your ears carry it to the music and the source of where it's happening, because it'll reverberate throughout Main Street right in there in the heart of town. Follow the music to the source, and you're going to find Yancey there. I'll tell you right now, I want you to stop in and visit and tell him the Flypod people sent you. It won't get you anything, okay, but at least he'll put the connection together.
You got it, Gary. Anything you want, bud.
But that place is, you know, having sat there, I don't know if I was the five-hour guy, but I was definitely longer than eating the burger and leaving. It's a great show. I recommend it to anybody. It's all about cold drinks, good music, and an awesome environment. And it's just one of those places you'll never forget. Yancey, I do have one question about your CD, though. How can someone get their hands on one of these? What do they have to do to buy one? I mean, you're on Facebook, correct?
Yes.
Can they contact you through there? Is that
yes,
good?
Yes, you can contact me on Facebook. It's better to contact me personally, because I'll give you a better deal. But you can go CD Baby, Amazon.com. They're available. I'm just working on it right now for the publishing of some of the songs. There's 4 songs that I didn't write on it, Gentle on My Mind and Fire on the Mountain, Bojangles. So there's a few that I didn't write, so I've just got to get some information into CD Baby before you can buy it there.
Okay.
But within the next week or two, it'll be available on CD Baby, Amazon.com, and Facebook. Facebook is the one you want to go to for now.
Okay, and how do they get there? What are they going to look for?
Just Yancey DeVere.
Yancey DeVere.
It'll come up on Facebook.
That's easy enough. I don't know. Turn it just a slight bit serious. I do know that you lost your mom recently this past year, and I speak from experience. It's not an easy thing. I understand, man. And I don't mean to get too personal, but I would just like to ask you what your strongest and most meaningful memories are of your mom.
Oh, she was just a little. I mean, she protected us. You know, when we went through school, anytime we had any problems, she was right on our side. She never faltered. she gave up her life for her boys. I have 10 brothers, so there's 11 boys in the family, and she basically gave up her life for us. You know, she tended to us. She gave us mental aid when we were sick. That's in the song. And she had the European sense. She wouldn't let us. She didn't give us medicine. She didn't believe in all this, vitamins in the bottle. And she didn't believe in any of that stuff. Nasal spray for your nose. So she steered us away from all that stuff. And we're all very healthy today because of it.
Wow.
She just stuck with the grits and pancakes. And we had a lot of ground meat and things like that. So she was Scottish. So she just stuck to the old meat and potato kind of diet.
Sure,
vegetables.
Sure. Well, not everybody has the opportunity possessing the talent that you do, but you have a great venue and a great way to pay tribute to your mother. And I want to share this song that you wrote and performed on this new CD as a tribute to your mom. I want to share it with our listeners because personally, I think we need to hear more stuff like this, things that are very human and very just natural to the core. And it's just an expression of how a son feels about his mother, who he's lost. And life goes on, but it's not an easy adjustment. And I think the lyrics in this song speak volumes. And I'd like to kind of close the show out with that, if that's okay with you.
Yes, we all miss you, Ma. So thank you, Gary.
You are very welcome.
Man, this is a great show. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate you coming on the Woodshed Music Program once again. And, hey, the next time you have your next CD out, you just let us know. That's what
I'm
going to
write one
do.
Right away so I can get on your show again.
Well, it's been a pleasure talking with you once again. And I wish you all the best, Yancey. Listeners, you got to get yourself to Deadwood. Just take some time. Just go. And as I said, park. Put your ears on and listen and follow the source of the music, and you're going to find the man.
Thank you, Gary.
No truer words, because that's how I found you. Well, everybody, I hope you've enjoyed today's show, and I'd like to close it out, as I said, with a very special song. This song is dedicated to Yancey's mom. And quite simply, this song is titled Ma's Song. Yancey, keep singing.
Thank you. Happy trails, Gary.
Folks, until next time, from Studio 7 here on the Flypod New Media Network, so long for now, and thanks for listening in. And Yancey, hasta luego, amigo.
Adios, Gary, and all the listeners. Thank y'all.
Listeners, here's Ma's Song by Yancey Devere.
Her dreams to raise our family. When we didn't have a lot, everything she had we got. She was beautiful to me. She was always loyal to her old ways. She loved to have a cup of tea. Made us a trifle in her old Scottish ways. Made sure we all got enough to eat. Her boys always came first. She saw good in the worst. Led by example, she was small, but she was strong. Kept us all together. Through life's stormy weather, even when her sawdust man was gone. And when I didn't feel my best, she rubbed mentholatum on my chest, saved the last dab for my nose.